And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. Senate on Tuesday approved billions of dollars in foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan after months of delay, with lawmakers lauding the bipartisan effort in passing the four bills in one package that also clears the way for a potential TikTok ban. Reuters' Diane Tao reports.
A sweeping foreign aid package cleared the final hurdle in the U.S. Congress with ease late on Tuesday to provide fresh funding to Ukraine and Israel after months of delay. The Senate approved the $95 billion package by a wide margin of 79 to 18 votes. It was a combination of four bills. $61 billion goes to defending Ukraine against Russian advances in its war. $26 billion is for Israel, as well as humanitarian aid for civilians in conflict zones around the world. While some $8 billion will help Taiwan and other countries in the Indo-Pacific, quote, counter communist China.
Diane Tao from Reuters. Germany said that it plans to follow several other countries in resuming cooperation with the UN Relief Agency for Palestinians in Gaza after the publication of an independent review of its neutrality. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The head of the Arab League hailed the report, saying it showed that Israel's allegations were baseless and part of a systematic campaign meant to end the mandate of the agency. Also Wednesday, the Israeli military said it is redeploying two reserve brigades from Israel's northern border to Gaza for defensive and tactical missions as it prepares for an offensive in Rafah, which Israel describes as Hamas's last stronghold in the territory. More than half of the territory's population of 2.3 million have sought refuge in Rafah. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.